escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And good Saturday morning as we kick off the brand new month of August. Welcome aboard. You know, you long-time listeners of this program know we kind of have a campsite environment. We have a lot of laughs. We talk about fishing and hunting and fun. But sometimes we have to have a serious conversation. And this morning is one of those times. There's an extremely dangerous situation out there for anyone involved in salt or brackish water activities. Talking about the flesh-eating bacteria. No, it's not some science fiction tale or anything to joke about. It is real, and it can be deadly. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about it coming up before you head out this weekend. Also want to wish good luck to those participating in this week's fishing rodeos and tournaments. In addition to the CCA Star, which is open to Labor Day. Can you believe we're only 30 days away from Labor Day already? In addition to that, we also have the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Rodeo. The weigh scales down at the Empire Boat Harbor today will be closing at 6 p.m., and that will be followed by the award ceremony. We also have the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Billfish Limited taking place over at Orange Beach, where they're going to be fishing for some big fish and big dollars. Weigh-in going on this evening and tonight, and tomorrow morning they'll officially present those awards and some pretty sizable checks. Well, if you are a coastal Louisiana duck hunter, I want to remind you, we'll tell you why this upcoming Thursday, August 7th commission meeting is an important one to attend in person or at least have your voice heard via email. I'll be there and hope to see you at the Baton Rouge Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office on Quail Drive. You know, we're always on red snapper watch here, and I've got the latest harvest quota data. Where Louisiana stands to continue what so far has really been an outstanding summer for red snapper anglers, and we'll update you on that situation. See how much more time we've got to catch red snapper before the season shuts down. Well, if you want to see some cool fishing during these hot days, you can check out this week's Bayou Wild TV episode. It's our Alaskan Cajun invasion adventure, where you see us fishing in jackets and overalls in August and some pretty impressive fish. Also have a new law went into effect last night for you Louisiana froggers. We'll tell you what that's all about. And this week, we have the story of a Georgia man who is or possibly was an outdoor TV show host. But he's taken a plea deal, and that makes him today's bad boy of the outdoors. I'll also be looking for your text fishing reports. If you had a successful fish, send it along. If you had a trip, and we'll let our friends in the audience know about it. Maybe you can help them catch some fish, too. Also, we'll take your comments, your questions. That number, if you don't have it, 504-260-1870. That's our direct live into the studio text message, 504-260-1870. Unfortunately, your photos of your big catch, you can't attach those. If you want to send me some pictures, do that on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and just check out the Contact Don link, and you can send it along. Coastal Marine Forecast, if you are headed out, we're looking at some west and southwesterly winds today. West is not the best as far as I'm concerned in most areas along the Great Gulf Coast. But that's what you're dealing with, about a 2-foot chop offshore. 8 to 15 knot wind, same for tomorrow, but the seas could drop a little lower to 1 foot. On the interior lakes and bays, west to southwesterly to becoming directly out of the west tomorrow at 6 to 12. Mississippi River's dropping fast, 6.0. Got a lot of water moving, average tide range 1.4. And yes, there's going to be some water not only in the lakes and the Gulf, but also from the sky. About a 60% chance today, 30% tomorrow, depending, of course, where you are. And you got to be careful for those big storms. They come up real quick, and those winds and seas can get a lot higher if you happen to get caught. We're back with Robbie Campos, Shell Beach, and St. Bernard Parish Report right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And as you head on down to Shell Beach to Campos Marina to pick up your fresh shrimp or your live shrimp and put your boat in the water, Robbie Campos joins us to tell you what's been happening down there each and every week. Robbie, how's things been down at the beach?
Well, you know, Don, the first part of the week was really slow. We had, you know, not much tide movement. We were on that neat tide deal for the first few days of the week. The second half of the week progressed, and it was really good the second half of the week, and that means from the inside here all the way out to the Sound and to the islands, it was good. So, you know, the first, like I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evening started shaping up a little bit, but you know, it was just tough the beginning of the week. But we did see some quality trout being caught on the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne. Here in, you know, the second half of the week, not many, but you know what I mean? 10, 15, you know, but they were real big fish. I don't know if that's some sow starting to come back in, or because it seems a little bit early for them fish, you know, to be moving back in, you know, at this time, because fish are still spawning, because I watch what they're cleaning on the table and I see eggs in these fish. So I know that they're still spawning. But looks like this morning I see some lightning over the sound, kind of like from the end of the ship channel going towards the Black Bay area over there. So be careful if you're going to be running out in that area. We're supposed to have some rain this morning. These little squalls have been packing a real punch. We had one pass through here, I think it was Tuesday evening, with 50-mile-an-hour winds in it. So, be careful out there, guys. You don't want to be caught in that kind of stuff or try to avoid it, run away from it, and get back into the dock. Starting to see some redfish, Don, which is a really good sign. In the beginning of the week here, it was blowing out of the west, and it was blowing pretty good. So guys couldn't get out, so they fished redfish. And they did really good up in the Mr. Go here between Shell Beach and going towards Violet. So you have that option if you want to go catch some redfish. And they look like they 20, 21, 22 inches. I mean, some beautiful red. So there is that to do. White trout by the dam if you want to go catch them. The backside of the dam has nothing been going on there. There's still a somewhat of an algae bloom on the backside of the dam. So, every year you get this around this time of year when this water heats up like it is. For the most part, Don, these fish have been on the bottom. They've been catching these fish down deep. The bigger fish are hanging on the bottom. And I sold the heck out of sliding corks this week. That's all I could tell you. It's catching on. People are listening, finally starting to listen, and, using a slide cork is a productive way to catch fish at this time of the year where people hadn't been doing it in the past. You lose a lot of tackle trying. Well, I said, why don't we just fish the bottom? Well, if you fish the bottom in flow pipes or if you fish the bottom around a rig, you're more prone to snag up on something down there. And, nobody looks at what's on the bottom down there because you can't see it. But if you're in 10 feet of water and you're around these wells, it probably, with the pipes that's been put and taken away and put for the last 50 years, it probably looks like spaghetti on the bottom, with all these flow pipes. So these oil companies don't pick up anything that they put, they leave. They just leave it and run a new line. So if you're fishing on the bottom with just a Carolina rig or a drop shot, you're more prone to snagging and losing your hook. The slide call gives you the advantage to dangle your bait instead of letting it sit on the bottom. So you lose less tackle, and it is a very effective tool for this time of the year, and it seems to be catching on because we sold a heck of a lot of them this week. So maybe finally people are starting to listen.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time. And, Robbie, besides the fact that you can save tackle by not getting snagged on the bottom, a lot of times those speckled trout will suspend or stratify at a certain height. I mean, it may not be even right off the bottom. It might be 5 or 4 feet off the bottom where they kind of stratify, and you can adjust that sliding cork to get to any depth you want. And once you find the right depth, you get everybody to rig their corks at the same depth, and you're in business.
Yeah, well, and that is very true. But, Don, usually what happens at this time of the year when the water is 90 degrees or 88, 89, 90 surface temperature, and that is true. Your bigger fish kind of, they drop to where the water is cooler. And people say, well, how do you know the water is cooler? I get asked this question every day. I say, well, you ever jumped overboard? Not that you want to do this, but you go down 8 to 10 feet and you'll feel the water is a whole lot cooler right than it is on the surface. So, people that are still fishing 3, 3.5 feet, I hear a lot of complaining about 11.5-inch fish. I said, well, juveniles can take the heat where bigger adults want to be in AC. So that's their air condition. That's how they cool off. They go deeper. And that's what fish do. That's how Mother Nature makes it work. So, but if you're right. And if you can get that line maybe at that 7 or 8 feet where they are stratifying in there, you get on them and you could put a whooping on them just by using that tool.
I'm glad you have them there at the marina, and anybody on the way down, I'm sure you'd take a minute to just show them. It's a pretty simple device and it's easy to do once you get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you come fishing this morning, first thing is beware of squalls that we do have. I see lightning over like in toward the east. So be careful of that, and hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We're waiting on you. We got plenty of shrimp in the tanks, and we're just waiting on you to pull up. And if you haven't signed up for CCA Star Tournament, you still have time. Get registered. Don, I don't believe they give anything away yet, huh? I looked. I didn't see anything, you know, the boat given away or the truck.
No, I haven't heard. No, I haven't heard either. No.
I think everything's still there. So the people, the fish are here. They tagged a bunch of them. You know, and there was, what, 5 caught, I believe, that no entry this year?
At least, yeah.
At least 5 that we know of. Get signed up. I mean, you still got time. It's, you know, you still got till Labor Day. Get signed up and make it happen.
Don't want to be that guy.
No, don't want to be that guy. No. So, all right, guys, we're waiting on y'all. Come on down.
All right. Thanks for that great report, Robbie. Appreciate it as always.
All right.
And coming back after this, we're going to talk to you about Vibrio vulnificus. You want to hear this before you head out. It's serious talk. Back with that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Network. Any of those as we can, but I want to take a minute to do a little bit of a serious conversation here with regard to Vibrio vulnificus. It's a bacteria that's found in salt and brackish water. And so far this season, this year, 32 people across the Gulf Coast, that includes Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, all of our listening area, have contracted infections from this flesh-eating bacteria, and it comes spread through salt water and raw shellfish. So far, 8 of these people have died, and that's about the track record. 1 out of every 4 that contracted end up dead. This infection, there's probably a dozen or more species of Vibrio. When the weather gets warm, you can find it, especially in oysters and other shellfish. And the Louisiana Department of Health said that they're seeing this higher number of cases and deaths than is typically reported. 17 cases, 4 deaths in the state of Louisiana alone. Seawater exposure was reported as the cause in 75% of those cases, and not oyster consumption, but some have contracted it from eating oysters. Now, this spike is high compared to previous years. Between 2013 and 2023, there were an average of 13 cases per year, and already we have like 32. Mississippi and Alabama, a little less frequent there. It's only had one recorded case in each of those states, and neither of those were fatal. But they do estimate, and I'm talking about the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people who become infected and die, although a lot of the survivors undergo leg, hand, foot, arm amputations. Some of the symptoms to look for. Anyone can get Vibrio, but if you've got medical conditions, a compromised immune system, that seriously increases your risk for an infection and possible death. The conditions that people have to be especially care of, people who have liver disease, cancer, diabetes, HIV, if they're receiving immune-suppressing therapy for the treatment of a disease, if they're taking medicine that decreases stomach acid levels, or maybe if you've had recent stomach surgery. Now, some of the signs of a Vibrio infection, these are things to look for in yourself or maybe some of your friends, would be watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, vomiting, fever, and chills. That would be a sign that it has been ingested. Now, if it's a wound, and I'm talking about if you get horned by a shrimp or you get a hook puncture or possibly fin from a fish, any of these things, or if you have a cut that is open, this bacteria can enter your bloodstream. It'll cause fever, redness in that area, pain. It swells. It'll be a hot temperature, and it starts to discolor and eventually would turn black. And if it's in the bloodstream, if it's a bloodstream infection, you would have fever, chills, and could be some dangerously low blood pressure and blistering on the skin. So some of the precautions that are recommended, well, if you stay out of brackish or salt water, if you have a wound, cut, scrape, whatever, or cover it with a waterproof bandage, if it's a possibility that you might come in contact with that water or raw seafood, or wash any wounds and cuts out with soap and water. Always wash your hands with soap and water after you're handling raw shellfish. I know a lot of the commercial fishermen carry bleach on their boats, and they believe in bleaching their hands and any cuts that they might have to destroy this bacteria. I don't recommend that, but I'm sure it's effective. If you do develop a skin infection, let your medical provider know. If you've been in contact with brackish or salt water, it might speed up their diagnosis. Also, if it's a raw seafood. And if you are in a group that has that higher risk, wear clothes, and particularly if you're surf fishing, wear shoes that will protect your feet from cuts and scrapes. If there's glass or something sharp, rusted cans on the bottom that might cut you, that would allow Vibrio to enter the skin and into the bloodstream. And make sure you're wearing gloves if you're handling that raw seafood. So be aware. Vibrio is nothing to play with. It eventually gets that term of flesh-eating bacteria. It actually can turn the skin black and it dies. It's called necroticizing fasciitis, which is a medical term for rotting black flesh. This is nothing to play with, folks. Be extremely cautious and careful, and know that in the late fall when the water temperatures drop, and in the spring and the winter, it's not a concern. But when those waters are hot in the Gulf and along the coast and even in the brackish marshes, be aware. All right, enough said about Vibrio vulnificus. There's your 101 lesson for the morning. We'll be back to get some of your tests and talk about some questions that came up last week. I got some answers for you. And also the red snapper landing estimates through July 13th. Where do we stand? All that's still to come on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, many of you are aware that the red snapper is regulated by a season, and we are assigned a total number of pounds that we are allocated. This year it was 894,900. 955 pounds of red snapper by recreational fishermen. As of July 13th, 516,946, which is about almost 58% of our total quota has been caught. So we still got lots of fish to, and time to get out there and get them. Remember, it's a 4-fish-per-person limit and a 16-inch minimum size limit on red snapper. And that season's going to remain open until those recreational landings get close to or reach the total allocation that we have. And I'm thinking it's going to actually make it into the fall, because with school starting, trips out in the Gulf of Snapper are going to kind of drop off a little bit. But it's pretty incredible that we've been allowed 7 days a week and people going out there fishing. Just a shame that the sharks get so many of them and all you reel up is a head. I see that every day out there. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause coming up, and on the backside, I'm going to get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. Back with that right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our Wingbone turkey call maker is checking in, and I gave him the nickname of Wingbone. He's in Wilmer, Alabama, and this text thing kind of gets crazy. It says something about the pain in Wingbone turkey is finished. Maybe give me a better text on that, Wingbone, because that one doesn't make sense. Here's one that says Fandy checking in over in Dothan, Alabama. Tannerite. I got an idea what that nickname's about. Lug and himself are headed down to Panama City to scratch our inshore itch until we can make it back to Venice in a few weeks. Well, good luck to you, Fandy. Lafitte LT says, nothing like watching kids catch fish for the first time. I agree. Great experience helping at the camp this week. Leaving for our own Cajun invasion to Alaska next Saturday. I am jealous, Lafitte LT. Y'all know what's awaiting for you there. What kind of trips you going to be doing, inshore, offshore, both? And here's one from Taft. He said, Taft Klein, Peter. He says, good morning. Ashley and I are going. Now, listen to the way this text came in to me. Bayou Pigeon, B-U-Y-Y-O-U. Somebody's going to buy me a pigeon? No, they're talking about a place called Bayou Pigeon. The rest of it says, steady fall that I look for more bands. So, again, the autocorrect kind of gives us fits and presents puzzles for us. Here's one that says Pelican Point Marina is getting ready for a float fest at Crab Trap Island. Don't know anything about it. Here's one from the Backstrap Stacker in Mobile. Getting some honeydews done and then welcoming this mini cool front coming in with the rain. You know, when highs in the 80s is a blessing. Yeah, I agree, Backstrap. He also says he had a friend die from that Vibrio. He was boiling crawfish on Sunday and was dead on Monday. It's no joke. He cut his leg on a boat trail. Things like that can happen. It is serious. You know, I'm sure a lot of us, and in all the years and decades I've been out in salt and brackish water and eating oysters and handling fish and shrimp and crabs and everything else, I've probably come in contact with it. And I think for the most part, if you have a healthy immune system, you can actually overcome and kill that bacteria. You may get a little redness and swelling, and I've had that, but it doesn't go any further than that. But in some cases, if the bacteria is very powerful, or has a huge amount of it, or if you happen to have a compromised immune system or on certain medications, it can lead to much more serious symptoms and possibly fatality. All right, we have somebody in Baton Rouge looking for more bass. Go get them. And here we have one that says, oh, that was Taft. He's, oh, more bass instead of the bands. Okay, now it makes sense. Hope you find them. Let me know. I crossed there. When would I go over that way? I was there just recently crossing it last weekend when I went to speak at the Louisiana Taxidermy Association in Breaux Bridge. And when I crossed the bridge, I was noticing the water there pretty doggone low and not a lot of boats up on the south end, but the northern end over there by Henderson had quite a few more boats. All right, here's one from Ohio who just looked up slide cork. It's just a bobber. Grew up bobber fishing in lakes and ponds. It's hassle-free, guaranteed, unless the bobber slips. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. What a sliding cork is, we've discussed it before, it's a cork that you run the line through the stem or through the bobber. In other words, it doesn't clamp to the line and stay in a fixed position. It slides up and down the line. Then you can put a knot, or there's these little holders of various types. Some are strings, some are little plastic beads. And you put them at a certain depth, and it prevents the bobber from allowing the bait to go down any further. And you can set it at 3 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet. You can set it at 10 feet, 12 feet, wherever you want to put it. You can actually reel the line with the bobber stopper onto your reel. And once you find the depth that's safe to stay off the bottom or where the fish are stratified, you're in business. All right, I got a text from Worm, and yeah, Worm, I do agree. That is creepy and weird. Thanks for lightening up my morning. All right, we got more. Here's one says they keep a bottle of hydrogen peroxide in my boat. I can change it out every year if I don't use it. I pay about $1 per bottle. That's Sherman and Covington. Good tip there, Sherman. All right, we're coming back. I'll get to some more of your texts and tell you about a cool show that's airing right now. Might cool you off. Also, I did some research for someone last week. I couldn't get to their text question for last week, but I got it for you this week. I think it was Old Man Sam. Back with that after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, couple notes before we get back to your text. There's a new frogging law that went into effect August 1st. It was passed by the legislature. You can now carry a firearm while you're in the act of frogging. Up until this time, you were not allowed to have any type of a firearm in your possession. Evidently, some people thought that there may be a chance that they're going to get mugged while they're out there frogging, so they want to be armed. Or they want to address any venomous snakes they might find, or maybe in the case of if you're frogging up in the marsh or the swamps, there could be some hogs there encountered. But I don't know. It may give some outlaws an opportunity or tempt some people to use the firearm. Now, you can't use it on the frog. You still got to use a net, a spear, or your hand, or a paddle, or whatever. But if you're going frogging and you feel that you need a firearm in your possession, it is now legal to do so. All right. Last week, I had a question that came in about kayak category in the Star Tournament, CCA Star Tournament. If you could use an electric motor or a motor on there to fish the Star. And here's what I found. The Star rules say that a kayak is defined as any vessel that has no form of power other than that supplied by its occupant, meaning paddle, hands, feet. If it's a vessel that's powered by sail, combustion, an electric engine, you're not eligible. There's also no mother shipping. In other words, the transportation. You can't load up a kayak, put it in another boat, bring it out there where you can fish from other areas. That is not allowed. But as long as it another boat to where the kayak operates independently from the boat or vessel, that is allowed. So a little bit of confusing there. The transportation of an otherwise qualifying kayak by another boat or vessel to where it operates independently from the boat or vessel, that is okay. Fish entered into the kayak division must be caught while the participant is in the kayak or eligible vessel. So that's rule number 13, kayak rules of the Star Tournament. All right, let me get to back to the text board. Let's see. We have third annual Float Fest out of Slidell. It's right out of Salt Bayou. Apparently, they have bands on the water and a lot of fun. Lafitte LT, heading over to Alaska. He plans on fishing in some sort of fashion. 9 out of the 10 days. 3 inshore, 2 offshore trips are planned, and they'll be staying along the water in different towns. Boy, some great ones over there, too. Kenai and Soldotna, Seward, you name it. They got some great places there. All right, here's one that says, I contracted Vibrio on my calf 2 years ago. No apparent open wounds. I caught it very early, and it was not a good thing to get rid of. I was fishing the marsh around Hackberry from a boat. And let's see, we have thanks to the Wildlife and Fishery Commission for allowing an old man to hunt primitive weapon season with a low recoil M1 carbine. That's from Old Man Sam. And the Big E wants me to ask the Plastic Man a question. I will address that question when we talk to him next hour. And here's one that says, I have been stuck many times by crab, hooks, even catfish, but all it took was one time that put me in the hospital for 8 days with the bacteria in my hand. Survived without surgery. It is real. LOL. It's nothing really to play with, and you easy enough to contract. Now, here's one says, oh, I know who this is. He starts off with, what's up, Big Don? That's Toby. Just wishing I was going fishing. I'm headed up to the SIP to do a damn work day on the hunting club. Got to pay to play. Toby, going to the workday. Well, you got to put those in. You're right. Here's another case. Spent 3 days in St. Tammany Hospital 2 months ago with cellulitis from a scratch from a crab trap. Could have led to Vibrio, but caught it in time. Hand water is now kept on my wharf. That's from Frankie D. Yeah, that's right. You did get a little time in the hospital. So glad it was not Vibrio, or if it was, you overcame it. All right. Said he swole up, fever, chills, right antibiotic and drip finally cured it. The red stripe going up my arm. Yeah, those red streaks was pretty scary also. Dawn detergent and some water is what he keeps on the wharf now. That's the king of the tick fall. You don't have to worry about that stuff on the tick fall. Well, there's other things out there. Here's one says, as mentioned before, hydrogen peroxide, a very diluted bleach or iodine solution scrub, should be on your boat and used immediately after cut or hook in skin. And I tell you what, that may be the tip of the month, the tip of the summer. Carry something on there, diluted bleach, iodine solution. That's a little messy, but hydrogen peroxide, easy enough and very effective at killing bacteria. And then just maintain a watch on it and keep it under a surveillance. All right, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Ryan again about the Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting coming up this Thursday in Baton Rouge. We plan to attend. We're going to appeal to the commission to institute a coastal zone or a north-south zone for the waterfowl seasons for the next 5 years after this one. That'll be the 25 through 30 seasons. Once these are set, they cannot be changed as far as the number of zones that you pick and the dates you pick. If you want more details, go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and look right there on the homepage, and you can see the video of Ryan and I discussing it. We're going to discuss a little bit later on, too. All right, stay with me. Take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com, all about the fishing down in Grand Isle and areas surrounding it. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's chat with Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. And, Darryl, what's been happening down there near the island?
Don, our typical August summer struggles, if you will. I mean, you're having to hunt and pack. The water's hot. Plenty of bait. Shrimp are huge. They're big. They're everywhere. Of course, they're still catching all the croakers you need for bait. The problem that we're kind of running into, like I said, is this daily heat. When it gets to be rough for you to take it, it's also getting rough for the fish to take it. In fact, I use this analogy all the time about that fish in 92-degree water, and the lack of oxygen that hot water holds is kind of like you and I being at 15,000 feet or, 13,000 feet on a mountain in Colorado. And one of our guys just went there this week, and when he stepped out the car, he said, man, he said, I got dizzy, I got lightheaded. He said, I couldn't breathe, I had to get back in the car. But it's typical August. We've got a lot of small fish showing up. We got a whole lot of white trout showing up. Redfish is still a day-to-day kind of struggle thing. As far as speckled trout goes, you're having to bounce around and move. And look, you put 1,000 boats a day out of the water out of these marinas around here, and somebody's going to catch fish. You just hope that you have your fair share of those days where you're the one catching fish. Because you got to move around and find the school. The hot spot this week has been the barges at Fouchon. Of course, you've got that Gulf action, which means it oxygenates that water a little bit better. You've got a little more current out there, so it's probably better quality water. But all around those barges and those beaches at Fouchon, the West Timberlier side has been doing really, really well. But that's a hike, and on a day like today where you got a little breeze blowing, it's going to be a little choppy in the Gulf, plus you got the threats of these thunderstorms. You got to kind of weigh your options there, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Darryl, when you're fishing those barges, how do you fish them? How do you decide which side to pick? How do you rig up to check them as you're passing by?
Well, Don, it really kind of depends on the fish are going to tell you that. My favorite way to fish them is on the Gulf side. My favorite way to fish them this time of the year, because our shrimp usually run very large, I'm talking po'boy size, is to freeline those big live shrimp in front of them. But the fish aren't always there. A lot of times, over the years in the hurricanes, those barges haven't been battered and it's spilled rocks on the backside of them. So a lot of times those fish are on those rocks on the backside. So it really depends on where the fish are. And if you're fishing that, you've either got, you got to fish just outside the rocks, and there your options are wide open, working plastics on the bottom, yada, yada, yada. But if you're fishing near those rocks, you've got to do it under a cork and suspend it over those rocks, or you're going to get hung up every time.
Absolutely. Darryl, what would be the best shot if somebody was interested in trying to find some redfish? I know it's been a little tough this summer down there, but if somebody's set on getting those, or you get a client that says, look, I don't care about trout, I don't want white trout, speckled trout, I want redfish, what would you suggest?
Well, the bulls are starting to show up in the passes. So, I mean, that's if you want to just experience the redfish, the bulls are one thing. Man, that marsh over between Four Bayou and Bay Long, that marsh has had some redfish in it. There's some structure over there that's been holding a few redfish. But other than that, I'm being told that the redfish are way up around Lafitte, man. They're real close. I mean, they're way far inland, up in that brackish marsh. I mean, they're doing redfish drum and bass all in the same trips. So, you know, that's where the majority of my eaters are, if I have to say so.
Got it. Anything else we need to know?
No, Don. The Vibrio thing that you're talking about is of course, it's that time of the year. And either that, triple tails. I mean, we have had some triple tails starting to show up. I mean, any debris you find floating in the water, the crab trap, carcs, that type of stuff. And guys, those triple tails, they love shrimp. You just got to be stealthy and come up on them slow and don't spook them. And if you don't spook them too bad, you can hang out for a little while, and sometimes he comes back to the top.
When you find those triple tail hanging under the structure, do you throw at them with a cork, or does the cork disturb them and you go free line? What's the best way to throw at a triple tail if you see it stratified underneath a crab trap float?
Don, I try to free line to it. I like to get a little closer than some people instead of sitting back and throwing a cork at them, because sometimes that cork splashing on the water will spook them away. But I like to try to free line them. Now, with that being said, if I'm going to do that, you darn well better believe I've got a couple of cork rods ready, too, just in case, you know, something tells me, look, I can't get close enough to this guy to pitch him a free line bait. Then my advice there is throw the cork past him. Don't try to hit the fish, you know, like you're trying to hit a stump with a bass worm. You know, you throw the cork past him and real slowly reel it into him, just like you do sometimes with a tailing redfish. You know, because if you throw that tailing redfish, a lot of times you hit him, he's gone. I don't care how hungry he was.
Throw it past and reel in front. Good, good advice. Well, Darryl, somebody wants to come down there and get into some summertime fishing. You know, we got school starting back in a lot of places, so people may have some free time during the week with the kids in school. So how do they get you?
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on RealScreamers.com. Now, it's undergoing a little work right now, so there's some periods it may be down just a little bit for a little bit at a time. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don.
All right, still to come in the second hour, we're going to tell you about the host of an outdoor show called The Game. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. Also, we'll chat with Captain Ryan Lambert, Mike Gallo, and Lance Burgos, and get some fishing reports for you. It's what we do every Saturday morning right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.